Very warm welcome to this week's Bromsgrove and Droitwich Standard podcast with me, Tristan Harris. Now with me, I've got loads of guests today. It was a bit of a mix-up last week and I've got no guests, but we're making it up for it today. And we're going to start by talking, we're going to talk about the Bromsgrove Festival in a few moments. But first we're going to start with the Bromsgrove Court League Fair Day, which is one of my favourite events of the year, actually, that I look forward to. And with me, I've got Bailiff Bill Tucker and Reeve Joe Slade. Now, Joe will be the bailiff next time. Is it next year you're going to be?
Yeah, it comes in early November.
Early November. And you'll be the first female Reeve. Actually, you are the first female Reeve, and you'll be the first female bailiff in Bromsgrove in 821 years.
That's right, yeah. Really proud to have that position. It's fantastic that the court has embraced women, and I'm really fortunate to be the first one, so I'm looking forward to my year. But before that comes round, obviously we've got this year's Fair Day coming up on Saturday.
We have, we'll talk about that in a second. Just want to ask you, what attracted you to the court, Lee? Because it probably wouldn't be everybody's cup of tea, but what inspired you to join?
Well, my dad was a member of the court, and he was the bailiff in the 800th year of the court lease, and so there was a big celebration that year. So it's been in my family through my dad, and obviously mum was heavily involved when dad was the bailiff. And I think it's one of those organisations that things do pass down through families because it is a little bit different. And so you only really know about it from the insides if your family's involved. And that's what we're trying to do a little bit here, is to show people a bit more about what happens at the court, and get more people in the town involved in what we're doing. But certainly for me, with having mum and dad very involved, it was really lovely that then I was able to come through and sort of follow in my dad's footsteps.
And it does a lot of good work for the community as well, doesn't it? A lot of good events and things.
The court leads, yeah. Each year the bailiff chooses local charities that they want to specifically support, and at all of our court leads events we're raising funds sort of in the background and with raffles and things for the local charities. And then Fair Day in particular is all about local organisations, so the market that takes place on Fair Day is traditionally it's local charities and organisations that come down into the town, and they'll have a stall to promote what they're doing for themselves as a charity or organisations. Bromsgrove Society, we're going to be there, and Avoncroft, and a lot of the other local charities will come and have a stall so they can promote themselves.
And it's like a showcase event, isn't it, really, for the court league, to really show the public what it's about, and to celebrate the charter when Bromsgrove was given permission, if that's the right word, to hold a weekly market.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is the one big day of the year where the court comes into Bromsgrove. The parade starts from Houseman Hall, and the members of the court, this year led by the Shirley Pipe Band, will parade into town all in robes and regalia and hat, and the jury will have all their various equipment for doing the assizes, and the tithing men are carrying the poles. So, yeah, it's the big showcase day, as you say. And we are celebrating the Charter of 1199. It is amazing, really, that we're still doing something that goes back so far and celebrates the time of King John granting that charter to the town.
And that is, of course, the year, 1199, not how much it cost you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want a charter? 1199. Yeah. So that's brilliant. And, it's brilliant for the kids as well. So it's quite a spectacle, isn't it? It's very colourful. And you've got the march, you've got the pipe band as well, was it last year as well?
They did it last year.
It was very good. And then you go from Houseman Hall at 10:30, kind of past the Houseman statue, don't you, up to the top end of town, turn round, come back to the Houseman statue where there's all those seats there, and then the assizes
In fact, prior to that, we always stop at the Red Lion pub to do the ale tasting, because back in the day when the court was the jurisdiction of the town, the jurymen, their role was like a trading standards officer. So the ale taster would go into the pubs and check the quality of the ale. The brook looker would check that the brooks were in good order, because obviously back in medieval times and going forward, the brooks were very much part of the industry of the town. And so they'd be used on a daily basis for the work that was happening in the town, the leather tanners and various other things, nail makers. And so the booklooker was a very important role. And then that's sort of gone forward now as we just carry on those things as a tradition to show what used to happen. And so because, as you say, Fair Day is the big showcase day, we do an ale tasting in the town. The bellman knocks the door and the landlord comes forward with a couple of pints of beer, and that happens in the street. So that's on the sort of a stop on the parade before we then go round and stop at the Houseman statue for the reading of the charter and all of the assizes.
It's kind of like a mystery customer thing, isn't it?
It is a little bit, although not so mysterious
no,
when
not
you
so
turn
mystery.
Up
I mean, you'll hear
with
Kevin,
a bellman.
Kevin Ward coming down the high street and Shirley Pye Bad, so yeah. you'll be pretty prepared. And so that's the ale, the brook looking, the leather is tested as well, and the bread as well.
The bread
now,
is weighed.
Last year, right, we did it Facebook Live, the bread, and you wouldn't believe, we had 50 people watching this live.
Brilliant.
Watching people test bread in robes on Saturday morning in Bromsgrove, which is great, and it shows the, you know, the affection for the event, doesn't it? And the courtly in general. The fact that 50 people, I mean, I've done stuff on Facebook Live before and you barely get like one or two. So to get 50 people on a Saturday morning when they could be out and about, they could be doing anything, they could be abseiling or going off to one of the theme parks or something. So to get 50 viewers, I think on a Saturday morning was pretty impressive. And we'll hopefully if I'll be there on Saturday, so I'll be doing that again. And then, yeah, it's just a really nice spectacle. And then afterwards you go and test the ale. You do a public ale tasting, aren't you, so people can see you in action.
Yes.
And is that the St. John's?
That'll be at the wine rooms.
Wine rooms, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so that's sort of on the way back out of town. And like you say, that's just so people can come along and watch what happens. It's also for the court to support local businesses and new businesses. And so last year we did the same thing in Bailey's because they were newly opened. And we did that before we then headed out of town. And it's just nice for the court to be able to give that back. And obviously it's a good marketing opportunity if the venues that we go to want to use it as such. And it's great that the public can come along and see what we do.
And he makes a brilliant picture spread for us.
Absolutely, great pictures for the
and
paper.
And videos, yeah. Bill, if I could just bring you in, how's your year been going as bailiff?
Well, it's been great, Tristan. I'm not of a tradition of being a member of the court and the family, but having worked in Bromsgrove for 30 odd years, it's so nice to give something back. And so as a new boy on the court, it was a learning experience. I joined about 7 years ago, and I think Joe's dad actually got me into it along with John Berman. And the year of being bailiff is much as Joe's described it. It's the previous year you're reeve, and it gives you a handle on how things are going to go. And in your year, you have all these exciting things, which does culminate in the fair day, which is the be-all and end-all, really, of the court's year. And just as Joe said, you know, we didn't have weights and measures people in those days, and so if you wanted to get a decent pint of beer or a proper loaf or make sure, and that kind of thing, or make sure the gloves and leather made, you know, in Bromsgrove were good, you needed somebody to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, you couldn't take it to Watchdog, could you? On
BBC. Couldn't take it back.
So you got that. And also, yeah, I bet the year's flown, hasn't it?
Cause, it has flown.
You must be so busy organising all your events for the year.
It starts, but Jo's been a great help to me this year, and I hope I can continue that help to her next year. No, it's been a real experience. We have this big event, and the next day we support St John's Church at their patronal service, which is all the Feast of St John. And it culminates for us in the autumn court when we swap. When I come out and Joe will be elected as bailiff.
Hopefully.
Which, well, she will be. But this is a great event for the court. And each year at the autumn court we elect new members, new jurors, and it's really a nice tradition.
Yeah, and also this year we've had a new event. Bill introduced a new event at Avoncroft.
Yes, we did. I mean, you mentioned bread tasting. We managed to get the connections with Avoncroft, the miller, to arrange bread tasting for us at Avoncroft. And before that, we had a tour of the mill, which was interesting for Joe and I because our rows were nearly tripping us up. We nearly fell down the stairs. But it was a really lovely event.
Such a lovely venue. I just.
if I've got a spare moment, and it is a rare occurrence if I've got nothing on, but I will actually like just go to Ivancroft, take the kids, and it's just such a lovely place.
It is a wonderful place, a real jewel of our.
Yeah. I mean, we've got some outdoor shows which we'll be talking about to Bob about in a bit. There, that always goes down well, provided the weather's not like it has been this week. So that's really good. So Jo's going to be busy looking at all these ancient medieval laws that have been repealed, so she's going to bring them back in. Just the quirky ones about carriages and horses and stuff. So what time? So it's 10:30 on Saturday. Starts at Hausmann Hall, parade to the High Street, see all the assizes, and then just people come down, take some photos. Especially, I mean, the good thing about this now as well is everybody's got people on social media, either in other parts of the country or even around the world. And it's a great spectacle, you know, for things like Facebook and Twitter to post. I mean, somebody in Australia or Europe, mainland Europe or wherever, or America, might be thinking, oh my God, look what they're doing in Bramsgrove this morning.
The Pipe Band last year, that was the first time they'd been with us, and they were great, and they stayed afterwards. They really supported all the pubs in the town and...
And the other thing for obviously people to come into town for is the market alongside.
Yeah. We haven't mentioned the Elizabethan market.
Yeah, so alongside the traditional market that's happening every Saturday, this year we've got 26 stalls of people coming in. And it ranges from people that are making things locally. We've got the Willows Hedgehog Rescue, Age UK, the Cinnamon Trust, Jewellery,
Ivancroft
Museum are going to be there. We've got three schools who are coming down with their PTAs. We've given them a stall for free so that they can help promote themselves. So that's the Sidemoor PTA, Blackwell School, and the Charford First School Parents Association. So lots of people coming into town and sort of giving something back.
It's a real buzz about the town.
Yeah, definitely. And it's going to be packed this year because we've pretty much every space that's available outside of what's there normally, we've filled with somebody coming in for the Court Leap Market. And hopefully lots of people will be dressed up. We do award a cup for the best
summer
dressed.
Cup, is it?
That's it, yeah.
So that'll be the best dressed stall. Also, we must say, though, hopefully people will be better behaved than they probably were in medieval times.
They will be. And of course, our local MP, who may or may not be Prime Minister by then, will be with us on the parade.
Yeah, okay. So that's good. So he's had a very busy week.
He's had a very busy week.
Yeah, so that'll be all good. What was I going to say now? Oh yeah, that accent before, Bob. That accent before was somebody who travelled around a lot. Okay, he picked up different.
Somewhat mid-Atlantic.
It was mid-Atlantic. Okay, so we will see you on Saturday.
Brilliant.
And then
look forward to
look forward to doing the videos and the photos and getting it all together.
So super.
Good luck.
See you there, Tristan.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Bromsgrove Standard podcast because you have impeccable taste.
With me now, I have Bob Bignall from Bromsgrove Folk Club, and of course the Bromsgrove Festival. Can't believe it's come round again.
You and me both. I've been involved with this for about 6 years now. It seems more like 6 months, but it soon comes round, and we are already talking about next year. So, it does come round very, very quickly.
Just remind us how long the festival's been going now.
This is its 59th year. It started in 1960, and it's 59th year of Bromsgrove Festival this year. As a fairly distinguished past, and a few years ago, about 6 years ago, when the lady who was running the festival at the time, Dr. Mary White, was taken ill, one or two of us stepped in and decided that maybe we should expand the genres that the festival covered. It had become very classical music based, which is great. I love classical music, even though I run a folk club. So we widened it out to the whole community, and we now cover exhibitions of art and textiles, dance, drama and opera, classical music, of course, folk music, jazz. We've got a concert on this year, or at least a day of music on this year, which will introduce that the young generation will probably be more interested in, with their own Jeremy Band and such people like that. And we've also broadened the geography of it. And it isn't just centred on Bromsgrove High Street anymore. We're out in Rubry and in Stoke Prior and in Elf Church and in Bunk Green and events on
Cats Hill.
Those. And Cats Hill.
Yeah.
And yes.
So it's good. So it starts this week. It's done really well to metamorphose, isn't it? Because I thought there was a point in the Bromsgrove Festival history that it was getting a bit more niche, wasn't it?
A bit narrow.
People, a bit narrow.
Yeah.
But now it offers. It used to make me chuckle. I know I shouldn't chuckle, but it used to make me chuckle that the leaflets came out and all the classical music stuff was in capital letters and all like the folk stuff and everything was in lowercase.
Yes.
But you couldn't possibly comment on that.
The people who have run it before us and been involved over the last 59 years have done a great sterling service and to keep it going in the way they did. One of the we managed 6 years ago to get Bromsgrove District Council involved. It hadn't been involved particularly before, but we've got them involved now, which is why we now get Days of Dance on the High Street, and we'll be there with part of the court leet on the 22nd as well. We've got a Day of Dance on the High Street. We've got a fusion being run by Radio West Midlands, various dancers and other artists on the High Street on that day. And also in Rubry this coming weekend, we've got performers on the High Street and the amazing skate jam, the summer jam going on in St Chad's Park.
Yeah, we've got the skate jam and there's also Teddy Bear's Picnic, isn't there?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember, I did write the story just last week.
I was trying to remember it because we haven't got enough details to put in my programme at the time. But
yeah,
loads of things going on.
There's Jack Goodall, the Bromsgrove singer, there as well.
And I think Rubri Social.
Samba bands.
Yes.
It's Glamba. Because we've got two samba bands in Bromsgrove, so you have to get the right one.
Yeah.
And we've got loads of other stuff.
I'm not too sure that Glamba would like to be referred to as a samba band anymore.
Oh, trash drummers. Okay, and then we've got Love Rubri on Sunday,
yes.
Which I've got a vested interest in
because
I'm performing stand up at 1:30. So,
I'm busy.
Change. Are you busy that time? Okay,
whatever time. No, it's not. Sorry.
I'll send you.
Yeah, do me a podcast.
So that'll be good. So, it's called Enjoy Rubri.
Yes.
It basically does what it says on the tin.
Yes.
I think there's an exhibition, isn't there? There's something going on in St Chad's Church.
In St Chad's Church, there's the first of the bite-sized classics performances.
And
Orchestra of St John.
Filmmaking on your phone as well, I think.
Yes.
If I remember rightly.
These are one or two of the things that you and I talked about last time I was in here this arts and culture project that we're going through. So we've got filmmaking. Yeah. We had graffiti in Bromsgrove, in Sanders Park. Last night, official graffiti.
Police being informed.
we were redecorating the skate ramps last night. So, in the rain. But and it goes on from there, and it goes on right to the end of July. And I say we cover pretty much every genre. We've got not just local people performing. We've got people like Susie Dent coming into the Artrix. I'm trying to do something different with the folk club next week. In the fact that I've got the lady who played Sam Dingle's wife in Emmerdale, Ursula Holden Gill, who is a tremendous actress and storyteller, coming into the folk club and doing some storytelling along with a comedian guy from Leamington, Keith Donnelly. So that should be a different
night. Please
tell me
she's going to come out to the theme tune of Emmerdale.
I think it's probably unlikely. But nevertheless, she played a tremendous part in that show.
Excellent. So you've got that. We've got all the details on our website, and you've got your own Bromsgrove Festival website as well, which is bromsgrovefestival.co.uk.
Just put Bromsgrove Festival in the search engine and you'll get it.
I'm just flicking through. We've got the coffee and cake. Cake and coffee, they call it at St John's. I always get it the wrong way around. A cake and coffee concert at St John's Church. That's Saturday. This is the opening weekend.
Yes.
Handmade craft stall at the that's for the Elizabethan Charter Market, which we spoke to about the court leet. We've got Come and Sing as well, 1:15 to 3:30 in Bromsgrove. We've got the Bite Size Classics. Now, the Bite Size Classics, they've proved quite popular, haven't they?
Because they've proved very popular.
I mentioned before about the capital letters and stuff, but there is this thing where people think, oh, I don't know if classical music is for me.
Mm.
And it can be seen as a bit of an elitist thing, whereas Bite Size Classic enables people to go in and listen to just a short concert.
Yes, of classical music
that
they
will like
probably be familiar with.
Yeah.
They may have, some of the music that is played has probably been behind advertisements on the television and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You don't know that it's classical. Amazing, really speaking, a lot of people, enjoy classical music but don't realise they're enjoying it half the time.
No, no. And firework display.
This is an ideal opportunity for bite-sized pieces of classical music, great to take your kids to and just get yourself an introduction into classical music. And then take your skateboard on Saturday and come round the back and skate with us around the back.
There you go. I'll look forward to seeing your tricks.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll be visiting you in the QE the next
time. Well, I've got no knees. And of course, a load of other things going on over this weekend. It is a really, really busy weekend this weekend. And it goes on through into Sunday, as you said. We've got the bandstand concerts, which are on every Sunday in Sanders Park from now on.
Now, the choirs are taking over this weekend, aren't they?
The choirs, I think, are taking over this weekend, yes. Yeah, yeah. And we've also got St John's Church Patronal Service this Sunday as well.
What time is that? That's 10:45.
It is, and the court leak will be there.
The court leaks.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get the old robes in the wash on Monday morning after that weekend. Hopefully it'll all stay dry as well, because we've got a lot of outdoor events, haven't we?
Yes. Yeah.
Which is, because you normally, I mean, like this time last year, it was a heat wave, wasn't it? And everyone was melting.
Yes, yeah. I mean, every Saturday, there is something starting off with the court leak this coming Saturday, but every Saturday right through to the end of July, there is something going on the High Street. And we've got, obviously, the bandstand concerts, and there's, as you mentioned, there are a couple of, well, there's one outdoor drama performance this year, which you'll remind me about, because you just did.
It's Romeo and Juliet, I think, isn't it?
At Avoncroft.
Oh, no, sure, it's not Romeo and Juliet. It's Midsummer Night's Dream.
Sorry.
I do
apologise for not knowing everything that's going on. Yeah. There are some, events.
I think when you try to do Midsummer Night's Dream, it inevitably rhymes, doesn't it? Because it's the Midsummer.
Well, probably right, yeah. And if you want more live theatre, but undercover, you can go to our tricks on the 27th of June, so the National Theatre Live. With Small Island
I'd love to see, but that's my birthday and I shall be at the Bromsgrove Beer Festival on the judging panel.
I thought you were teetotal, Chris.
I was teetotal for a day, and then I'll resume the next time. Now, the Midsummer Night's Dream, Odd Socks, we've got to say a thing about them, because they're an amazing, you know, this theory that if Shakespeare's done properly, you shouldn't even have any words, you should be able to follow the action.
Yes.
It won't matter, because I know people get... There is people do get a bit concerned about the historic language, and they think, oh, I'm not going to understand Shakespeare. But if it's done properly, you understand by the acting.
Yes, yeah,
it could almost be mine. But Odd Socks are fantastic. So that'll be something I'll be getting to. One of my highlights, the 7th of July. Also, this there's a history walk in Cats Hill.
Yes, and not just in Cats Hill. We've got one in Rubery as well. Which will end up, in actual fact, at the Bite Size Classics at some point in time. There's also a Chafford History Walk as well. People don't think of Chafford as a particularly history-based place, but it is, of course. Friends from the Bromsgrove Society will tell you that. So the Heritage Walks as well.
It's a chance to bring everything together, isn't it? The arts, the heritage, the culture, the different kinds of music.
Which is what we're doing, and we always work under the banner of Try Something New. We've been using that now for 6 years. So if you've never been to opera, or you've never... I mean, there is a bite-sized classics opera this year, which is well worth looking at. If you can't face a three-hour... live opera performance, which I can, and I discovered that I could because of Bromsgrove Festival 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So you know, there is always a chance to try something different. Just noticed I'm open on that page there, and on Monday the 1st of July, UK Clog meets US Appalachian. That's nothing to do with classical music, but if you fancy dancing and making a noise, we might even teach you how to do some Appalachian clog dancing. So, at the Bowling Green Inn in Stoke Prior.
That's excellent.
A good singing and ale tasting afterwards, but the ale tasting is unofficial.
Well, I learned to do a bit of Morris dancing at a wedding, and that was one of the best afternoons I've ever had. Obviously, real ale's involved in that.
Of course.
So that was fantastic. Last night at the Proms just caught my eye as well. At our Patrick's is on June the 30th, so that's on a Sunday evening as well.
Yes.
So that's quite nice.
Yes.
And then there was the it was the Bromsgrove Bluegrass Bash Charity Pickathon. That went really well last year.
It did indeed, and hopefully it will again this year. Unfortunately, I missed it last year. And also, they also hold Bromsgrove Bluegrass Bash, which meets out at the park gate. There's on the Kidderminster Road there on a Wednesday night, usually are coming onto the high street and playing non-stop for 12 hours, which if you don't like bluegrass music you can always go up the other end of the street, but bluegrass is tremendous fun, good music, real Beverly Hillbillies if you like type stuff. They'll kill me for saying that, but all of the funds from that will go for charity as well.
Excellent. We've got the Armed Forces Tea Dance. Patrick's contacted me about that again last night, so I better mention that.
Yes.
That's next next Saturday,
in at
2
Parkside.
Till 4 at Parkside.
Yes.
People can go along. And the Vintage Class, again, another great band, aren't
yes.
they?
Yes.
I mean, they're Vintage Class are everywhere I go. It's amazing. They're at Avoncroft 1 minute, then they're at Artrix, then they're on the High Street. Christmas lights with chants, they do it all.
Well,
Vintage Class, they're brilliant.
You may have heard it here first, you may not have done, but we're looking already down the line, 12 months' time, for the VE Day celebration in 12 months' time, and,
yep.
and Vintage Classics will be quite a large part of that.
Yeah,
as
well, so. The plans are ongoing, we're going to reveal all that hopefully in the next few weeks. I won't say too much about that at the moment.
No.
And then, so I mean, there is too much really to get through, and I feel sorry for Claire really, because she does the entertainment bit of this podcast. Over the next few weeks, you are going to have your work cut out, condensing this into a 5 minute set.
Yeah, I mean, it is a tremendous amount. We brought it down from 6 weeks to about 4.5 because it just became almost unmanageable. And initially, it started by us. It's not something that. Initially that needed totally organising, because there is so much going on in Bromsgrove with the arts and culture and I mean the full genre. You know, I hate the word arts because it doesn't
cover enough.
Yeah, people who are arts, I'm going somewhere else, but basically it covers just about anything that you can do that involves your senses, and that's the arts to my mind. So singing, dancing, painting, sculpture, knitting, whatever is the arts, as far as I'm concerned.
And there's always a really good atmosphere, isn't there? All the events.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's just such a brilliant celebration, and it's in the summer as well, so we've got longer days, so you don't feel as tired as you do
and
in the winter.
And all of the bad weather has now passed us.
Hopefully,
and we will be
yes.
5 weeks of really good weather.
Yeah, that's what we're after anyway.
That's what I need for the folk festival anyway.
Just adds a bit of atmosphere. I mean, when you see these festivals on the telly like Glastonbury and stuff, people are in wellies and soaked, but they're still smiling.
It's great. That's great fun. The only problem is getting caravans onto the field and getting them off the field again.
There is that.
Which is good.
Nice to have a tent to walk away.
But we do have a tractor. So
that's good. So, bromsgrovefestival.co.uk. Too much to talk about. We will be previewing. What we try and do in the paper is we try and stay 8 days ahead, if you like.
Yes.
So, like last Friday, we put in... because we know with the best will in the world, some people don't get their papers till late on Friday or Saturday morning sometimes. So, we try and stay 8 days ahead, so we'll kind of be previewing the following weekend and the next few days. So we'll keep that up.
If you want to whet your appetite, there's 7,500 copies of the brochure lying around Bromsgrove in various places. Pick them up. Bromsgrovefestival.co.uk. You can download that brochure on there. And we're also on Facebook under Bromsgrove Festival and Twitter under Bromsgrove Festival. So we'll be keeping people up to date with that.
It's all covered. So it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
Tremendous.
It's going to be brilliant. And and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for asking me.
And we'll have to get you back towards the end of the festival to see how it's gone.
Yes, most certainly.
After you've had a sleep.
Look forward to doing that. Well, I take August and September off.
That's all right. That's understandable. Ready in time for November and December.
I go to other people's festivals. So
that's good.
Thank you.
Right, let's have a look at some other news now. We've got some sad news from last night. British Transport Police confirmed a man in his 50s died at Bromsgrove station yesterday after being hit by a train. Happened around 6 p.m. Police and paramedics attended the incident, but nothing could be done to save him. It was quickly apparent that that was the case. Ambulance staff checked the welfare of the train driver and other members of the public, but there were no other patients. And obviously our thoughts are with the family and friends of that person.
Droitwich now. The man who caused £30,000 worth of damage to police vehicles and injured several officers during a pursuit last month has been jailed for 22 months. This is quite big news when I think it happened on a Saturday. The Luton van was stolen from Birmingham and then he drove it on the M5. He was spotted. Irfan Mohammed, he's a 30-year-old man, and the police pursuit ended in Salwart Road in Droitwich. The police managed to force him off the road into the bushes at the side of the road. He tried to flee on foot, and then thanks to a police dog and officers, he was apprehended. Detective Inspector Ed Slough, who dealt with the case, he welcomed the sentence. That was the maximum one that could have been given for those offences, which included driving without insurance, possession of cannabis, and obviously other driving offences. Detective Inspector Slough said the officers in pursuit showed great skill, courage in containing the pursuit and apprehending Mohammed. This incident put the public at risk and had the potential to have devastating consequences. So if he'd been allowed to continue in a van, I mean, he could have done some serious damage. Happier news now, the award-winning Droitwich Salt is to go national. A deal's been struck with Harvey Nichols stores around the country and it's going to be available online. The product is the first and only known salt made from pure brine springs, which led to Harvey Nichols' interest. They bought the gourmet salts to sell in their prestigious food markets throughout the UK. Droitwich Salt's been recognised locally and internationally for centuries and is believed to be the purest possible salt you can get. Now, production started again in 2017, which we covered at length. As you'd imagine, and it's gone from strength to strength. It's got the backing of a lot of chefs, and I think the thing is because I know we've got the environmental problems in the sea with plastic, you get a lot of Droitwich, a lot of other salts that are tainted by the plastic, whereas Droitwich salt, because it came out of the ground, it is believed to be one of the purest. And there is, and Droitwich brine is actually, here's a statistic for you, which is why they want to bring the brine baths back. Droitwich salt is 10 times saltier than the sea.
Can I say a word? At Upton Warren, there are basins virtually in the ground, and the water in those is saline because of the salt underneath. And so as a consequence, we do get a lot of seabirds there, including avocets, who breed at Upton Warren now, miles away from the sea.
Is that at the Worcestershire Wildlife Trust Reserve?
If you go around the back of Droitwich Sailing... Not Droitwich. Yes, Droitwich Sailing Club.
Oh, you're Upton Warren.
You should be a member of Worcestershire Wildlife Trust, of course, to go on the land. But,
that's fantastic, isn't it?
But it's incredible. You see all amazing different birds there. It's a bit of another jewel in the crown for the area.
Indeed, I mean, it's just down that route when you've got like Hanbury Hall and you've got Witchbold and you've got that and you've got the reservoir and stuff then you've got into Stoke Prior, a lot in Stoke Prior.
Yep.
And then you're also carrying into Droitwich and Droitwich. Mm. It's just phenomenal.
There's some tremendous walking around there as well, between all of them.
If you want more information on Droitwich Salt, it's droitwichsalt.com. I haven't tried it yet. I still haven't tried it. I'll have to give that a go.
Mm.
And it's timely news, this deal with Harvey Nichols, because this week is Droitwich Food and Drink Festival. And on Sunday, there will be a specific celebration of the town's salt heritage. I know they're planning another one in September because there was some discussions about whether the Salt Day or the Salt Festival was going to be included in the Droitwich Food Festival. There is a salt element of the Droitwich Food Festival, but I think they are planning another salt festival in September. And Droitwich is always brilliant for festivals, as is Bromsgrove, obviously, because of the Bromsgrove Festival. Some more good news now. The Dear Zoo stage production, it was due to come to Artrix on April the 29th and 30th, but the truck that had set, props, scenery, everything in it, was stolen from Peterborough. It had to cancel the two Artrix dates. Now, an anonymous donor has come forward and the show is back on the road and the rescheduled dates, September the 22nd and September the 23rd, at Artrix. If you got tickets for the original performance, they did tell you at the time that they were going to be rescheduling it, so they're valid for September the 22nd and 23rd. Or if you didn't, but now you're thinking, hang on, that's kind of worked in my favour because I would have loved to have gone to that. Now you can. Artrix.co.uk or 01527 577330. And if you don't know the story about Dear Zoo, do you know the story about Dear Zoo?
No.
It's about this child who writes to a zoo, says, can you send me a pet? So they send him like a tiger or something. And he says,
too fierce, so I sent it back. And then he asked for something else, a giraffe or something. Too tall to fit in the house, so I sent it back. And in the end, he asked to get his perfect pet. What were you going to say, Bob?
I wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't? I thought he was going to say something.
It just reminded me of an old story that, called In the Box. But that's another day.
And finally, talking of stage productions, and another busy Monday, I'd gone to the council meeting at Droitwich Town, and Norbury contacted me and said, could you come and take a photo at the Old Cock Inn opposite? And I said, yeah, what time? And they went 6:30, and the council meeting, 6 o'clock. So I actually did the first bit of the council meeting, sprinted down to the Old Cock Inn, took this photo, and then went back for the rest of the council meeting. It was I was quite sweaty when I got back, which was not the nicest of of looks. But so what's happened is the Old Cock Inn, the new landlords or new licensees, Nick and Claire Fellows, they raised £610 for the Norbury's Raise the Roof Fund through raffles and quizzes and various other events. Anne Lane, the chairman of the Norbury Theatre, and Beth Smith, who is playing Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady, were there to collect the cash. They said they were overwhelmed by their neighbours' generosity. And Anne said as well that it's great the way the whole community's come together. The good news is the one roof's been repaired now. And to prevention better than cure, of course, they're working there to repair the other one. So it'll be completely rainproof, hopefully, and weatherproof. And the Norbury can go on with its fantastic productions. And talking of the Norbury's fantastic productions, My Fair Lady starts on Thursday to Saturday this week. Same time next week, Thursday to Saturday. Visit our droitwichstandard.co.uk website for a full story about the Old Cock, and it's got the details of the theatre production, or norburytheatre.co.uk for more information and tickets. That's about all we've got time for the news section. Thank you to Bob from the Bromsgrove Festival, and also to Joe Slade, the Reeve, and Bill Tucker, the Bailiff, from the Court Leith, who joined us. So good luck with Fair Day and the festival. And I know you've got a busy few weeks, but hopefully it'll be something that we can all enjoy. Claire's next to continue our entertainments preview, with telling you what you could be doing if you're at a loose end in Bromsgrove or Droitwich over the next few days.
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivant with this week's What's On Guide.
Thanks, Tristan. Once again, we've got some fun things happening this weekend in town. My name is Claire Bullivant at the Bromsgrove and Droitwich Standards, and these are my top picks of things to do and see this week in the Bromsgrove and Droitwich areas. Starting off on Saturday, the 22nd of June, we've already heard from Bill, Joe and Bob earlier in the show some of the great things going on at the moment in town, with the Bromsgrove Court Leith Fair Day happening and also Bromsgrove Festival, which is going on at the moment. And for the full range of events and activities, do check out bromsgrovefestival.co.uk. And remember, 10:30 a.m. parade begins at Houseman Hall. 11 a.m, it's the Royal Charter at the Houseman Statue. And it's going to be a fabulous day all round on Saturday, with crafts, costumes, a street market. Just go to facebook.com/courtleithbromsgrove for all the information on Saturday's events. And we just hope the weather stays nice. There's also a cake and coffee concert happening at St John's Church in Bromsgrove. This is a free event. Alistair Mosley and the Birmingham Philharmonic Wind Quintet are presenting scintillating sounds, and try and get there for 10 a.m. there. Also happening this weekend is the Droitwich Food and Drink Festival. This is going on Saturday and Sunday, all happening in Lido Park in Droitwich. DroitwichSpaFestival.co.uk has all the information for you there. And it doesn't stop there. It's a busy weekend this weekend. There's a Royal British Legion jumble sale happening at Catshill Village Hall all day from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturday. There's also a bite-sized classic concert happening at St Chad's Church in Rubry, 4 p.m. start there, and that's a free event too. And it's also the Summer Jam that's happening in Rubry too, in St Chad's Park, 2 p.m. until 5 p.m. and that's a free event as well. Always a great time, lots of local great bands, and always a great atmosphere there. And we also have the Sinfonia of Birmingham coming to Barnt Green in the evening on Saturday at St Andrew's Church, putting on a spectacular concert there, 7:30 p.m. sinfonia.org.uk if you want more information on that. We've also got live music in the form of Moishe's Bagel happening at the Artrix on Saturday evening. These guys began in 2003 and they say they were incredibly lucky to find each other. It was an Edinburgh-based Chichilian tango singer who met four like-minded musicians who all shared this love for cleanser, jazz and Latin music. I don't know what cleanser music is, but hopefully you do. They have sellout gigs all over the place, and the Sunday Times even featured them in one of their top 10 world albums to get a few years ago. It's going to be a great show. They're a fantastic bunch of performers. Get your tickets from the Artrix. Another great gig on Saturday is local band Black Sheep, who will be performing at the Hot Pole Inn in Bromsgrove. If you haven't been to the newly managed Hot Pole Inn yet, do pop in. They're killing it with all these great bands they keep putting on. And they also managed to find loads of good local bands and give them a chance. So if you're a local band, do get in touch with them. They're a fantastic group of people there. Moving on to Sunday, the 23rd of June, something not to miss is the St John's Church service with the Bromsgrove Court Leet. This is at 10:45 on Sunday morning, and this is where they're in their full robes and regalia. It's a really special event. You heard Joe talking about it earlier in the show. Do try and attend if you can. It's absolutely spectacular. Then in the afternoon, it's music at the Bandstand in Sanders Park, 1:30 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. there. And then moving on to Tuesday the 25th of June, the incredible Lunasa will be at the Artrix. These guys are brilliant. They're internationally acknowledged as being the finest traditional Irish instrumental outfit in recent times. They're renowned for their stunning shows, superb musicianship, and they're constantly touring. In fact, they tell us they've performed to over 1,500 different audiences in 36 different countries over the last few years. And they've even been asked to appear at the White House. They're truly magnificent. If you love Irish music, you're going to absolutely love them. Get your tickets quick from the Artrix. Moving on to Wednesday, the 26th of June, we've got Roll Over Beethoven, a festive classic happening at Avoncroft Museum. This is Michael Luntz taking an irreverent look at classical music, finding humour in an art form that can sometimes take itself a little bit rather seriously. You get lunch and a glass of wine for £20. And if you just get your tickets on the door, though, you won't have a meal. It's £10 for that. So you do need to order your tickets in advance if you want lunch. Find all the information on festiveclassics.co.uk. Then on Thursday, the 27th of June, Dagna Dana will be at the Artrix. These guys are great. Think Polish and Ukrainian culture through jazz, electronic and world music. Definitely worth a see. Fantastic performers, and they always put on a great show. Ursula Holden Gill and Keith Donnelly are bringing an evening of songs, stories and silliness to Bromsgrove Folk Club at Cats Hill Social Club on Thursday night too, 8 p.m. start there. And we've also got National Theatre Live, Small Island, that's going to be on at the Artrix on Thursday evening as well. This is a new theatre adaptation and tickets are going really quickly apparently. So if you love your theatre, do get your tickets quick from artrix.co.uk. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. You can email us your event details or give us a call and we'll help you publicise it to all the readers of our paper, listeners of this podcast, and we'll also pop you on all our social media channels. Thanks so much for listening and have a great week. Back to you, Tris.
Loads to be getting yourself to then over the next few days and weeks. Again, a big thank you to Bob from the Bromsgrove Festival, Joe Slade, the Reeve from the Court Leet, and Bill Tucker, the Bailiff. I hope you've had a good week. And remember, if you want to stay in touch with us, we've got daily updates on our bromsgrovestandard.co.uk and droitwichstandard.co.uk websites. You can also email us through those. And we're also on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. So come on there and join in the conversation. We've got loads of great people on there. You know, it's kind of lovely communities on there. So be part of that. But all that's left to say really is have a good week and we'll see you next time.